Kevin Glendinning, PRO for the rally. We're here in Gortahorc after the finish. And from an organisational point of view, this was a very well-run event. And the reaction from the crews, very positive.
Absolutely, yeah. Tony put on two fantastic stages there. The crews all seem to rave about the stages. You know, they've been saying there that it should be looked at for the international come June because, you know, the quality of the stages was so good. 115 starters, I think it was, there to finish up. Brilliant, you know. In the middle of November, the crowds, you know, around this whole area and here spend money, you know, in the bars, in the restaurants, in the hotels. You know, we don't talk about this enough in rallying, what this can bring to the local economy.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the place is absolutely buzzing and will be for some time. Also, people don't realise, you know, for the crews and some of those involved in the organisation, it meant a very early start today. I know there was guys up at 5:30.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and they maybe didn't get to bed last night to maybe 11 or 12 o'clock last night. You know, there's a lot goes on behind the scenes, setting up the stages, doing radio tests, all those things that, you know, a lot of people turn up in the day and just take these things for granted. There's a lot of work goes on behind the scenes. Like, Tony's been working this event probably since this time last year, really, if you think about it, you know, so...
Now, some people, you know, look at it and say a mini stages rally, but that doesn't take away from the excitement and the preparation and what's involved. And for Callum Devine, I remember being down in Redcastle when he won this the first time. And, you know, it's a very important rally for him. And that was in many ways a sort of a launch pad for him, getting that first stages win here in Donegal. And he's gone on and proved it yet again today.
Without a doubt. You know, like, Callum has just come on so much since that one. You know, that's what, 4 years ago now. And, like, he won, I think it's 8 events this year. Like, overall tarmac champion, second in the national championship. Winning here today means as much as winning any other rally this year. So, like, that just shows that the level of competition here in Donegal. There's no other county in the country could do it, I don't think.
Now, he was fancied to win it, but behind him we had a good old battle for second, third and fourth. And again, you know, it was a hard one to call.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, Eamon Kelly been away and doing the JWRC this year. You know, he's only done two rallies now this year in the Polo and Tarmac. To come here and beat the likes of Desi Henry, who is formidable, that's his stacks for Eamon. Desi Henry's had his issues this year with the car. Great to see he's finally got, you know, the reliability and the setup working in the car. And then, you know, the two-wheel drive guys, oh my god. The commitment that them guys were putting on the stages, the times they were putting in, and the conditions that probably shouldn't have suited a two-wheel drive, really, but they were putting in great times, and it just shows you the level of competition right throughout the whole field.
And we had a few family affairs here. Declan and Michael Boyle, I think Declan was up to second at one stage, but, you know, a good, decent run for him.
Absolutely, yeah. It's good to see Declan back again. You know, Declan's had a torrid year at some point, you know, but, like, the pace is definitely building now as the year's progressed now. He's moved over to the Citroen there in midpoint of the year, and every event is out now. He's getting quicker and quicker again. We all know how quick Declan can be, whenever he clicks with the car, things will be good. And Michael, you know, the young, one of the, you know, the two sons is out today, but Michael there too, the pace, you know, Michael's definitely a star of the future, that's for sure.
And as always, we had many mini battles throughout the local classes. And when you look down through the entry list, I mean, it was a little bit like looking at the Donegal Rally entry list minus a few people from outside the county.
Absolutely, yeah. You know, that was an international quality field, you know, there's no doubt about it. That top 10, 15 cars that started here this morning could go anywhere in the country and be, you know, be up there within a shout of top 5, top 10 place, you know, like, so that, you know, I keep saying it speaks, you know, volumes for the quality of competition here in Donegal.
And also another point that, again, people may not realise who don't follow it too closely. You know, there were marshals up here from Cork who came up yesterday. People come the length and the breadth of the country. And it's a testament to just the strength of the Donegal Motor Club and all involved.
Absolutely. You know, they come up here from, you know, in June. But, the affection they have for, you know, Tony, Eamon, all the guys involved behind the scenes, that they're prepared to drive, you know, five, six hours, you know, to come up here to help support this rally, to make it all happen. You know, you have to pay testament to those guys, you know. Like, this is a volunteer sport. And to do that off their own time and their own, you know, their own volition, I suppose, to come up and do that, like, that, you know, that's fantastic. It really is. And them guys should all be applauded for doing that.
And many of them actually don't get to see that much of the event.
No, they could maybe be in service, or they might be at the road end, or they'll only see one junction, you know, and it might even sometimes not even be a great junction, but they're prepared to do that, you know. And I suppose the payback from that is the likes of Eamon and Tony they will travel to Cork, you know, they will travel to Killarney, they will go and they will support them clubs, and many other marshals here from Donegal will travel the length and breadth of the country to return that favour.
And finally, thanks no doubt to all the sponsors and the local community and everybody who has supported you in any way at all.
Oh, absolutely. You know, like this facility here today, like it's, you know, fantastic. You know, the support there by Dimin and everybody here has been just absolutely outstanding. And like the whole community has took this whole rally on board again. Father Joe spoke at the launch about, you know, the generosity of the people involved in the rally after last year's tragedy. And like to see that the back here again this year, and with the full support of the local community too, that's, you know, that's very heartwarming.
And do we know at this stage, is the Harvest Rally going to be every 2 years, or what way are we looking at?
Well, the fact that this was the mini-stages format, it will return next year in 2024, a different area of Donegal, but then it will be the Motorsport Ireland run a two-year rolling calendar, so it will fall back into the two-year rolling calendar again in 2024.